If Tsvangirai is allowed to proceed with the marriage, it will immediately make my client's marriage to him, which is customary marriage, invalid. Therefore, my client will not be entitled to all the benefits that flows from the marriage that he has with Tsvangirai. Now, one of those advantages is naturally her entitlement to conjugal rights. Once he is married to Elizabeth in terms of Chapter 5, he will not be able to exercise that he or he will not be, because then they will be committing adultery. And also the issue of maintenance, because once he is married, she cannot claim that Tsvangirai is her husband, because all those things ceases as soon as that marriage has been contracted.